This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
All we need is a puck drop and release the hounds. Eller for the draw. And as the puck drops, the words that D.C. fans have been waiting to hear since 1974, the Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions.
Capitals Radio, the Washington Capitals are your 2018 Stanley Cup champs. Sent to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline from SB Nation AM here on the network. Tim Murray joining in the program. Tim, Matt Perrault, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Matt. Feels good. Feels good to finally have a championship. I know I fall into the wee category. I don't like to do that, but man, last night was one of the more enjoyable evenings I've had as a sports fan. It was pretty awesome.
It's why we do this, right? I mean, if you can't find joy in your team winning, like, you know, people in Boston have this weird feeling, in the media I'm talking now, they have this weird feeling that they can't support the team. They have to hate on the team because the fans, that's for them. I'm above that. And I've never believed in that, and I've often said if I ever fell into that, I wouldn't want to do this anymore because you're supposed to feel emotional about last night, right? I mean, why are you doing what you do, getting up every morning to do the show you guys do, if it wasn't for things like last night, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love what we do. And I understand if you're a beat reporter, Matt, you can't really be a fanboy for, you know, whatever team you're covering. I understand that. But when we're sports radio hosts, we grew up fans. It's not a surprise to anybody. We're going to have an allegiance to some teams, and yeah, at times you have to be critical on your team, but it is enjoyable when you get an opportunity to embrace something as a fan, to take a step back. I've covered a number of Capital games. I was part of their radio broadcast as a producer for the 11-12 season, so it was a little bit more special for me because as we came back with the John Walton call right there, my year producing the Capitals radio network was John Walton's first year as the voice of the Capitals. So that was pretty cool to see him and see the pictures coming out of him holding up the cup, and then the studio host is a good friend of mine, Ben Raby. He was holding up the cup. So it was a little bit of a personal element to it as well. But yeah, you know, it's funny. I know, Matt, you're from Boston, so you've enjoyed a fair share of championships. I have not. The last one was 26 years ago in January of 1992 when I was a wee lad. And I didn't really know how I'd react to this. Now, the Capitals aren't my number one team. I would say my number one team is Notre Dame football. Just because my pops went to Notre Dame, and that's kind of what the household was. And then I'm a baseball guy, so probably the Nats number two. But the Caps are, you know, right there, and they're still from my hometown. And it got a little misty last night. We got some onions chopping in that kitchen last night. It was emotional. I didn't know what to anticipate. You know, Warrior fans are probably going to get to enjoy another championship tonight, and it's kind of ho-hum, here we go again. But, man, it's pretty special once you finally taste that beautiful champagne. You're like, wow, this is pretty cool.
It's incredibly cool. And, look, we're not beat reporters. We are talk show hosts, and we are we aren't designed to be journalists, the capital J journalists. I mean, though sometimes we do break stories from time to time, that's not our main goal. And, you know, fine, I've seen 10 championships in 20 years. This might be TMI, but my daughter was conceived on the night that the Red Sox won the series in 2013.
There you go.
Okay. So I have a baseball baby. And so
there'll be some hockey babies in 9 months, I can tell you that.
Without a doubt, there will be hockey babies. And who knows? You know,
there are going to be some Alexes and some Bradens and some, I don't know. There's going to be some interesting names in 9 to 10 months in Washington, D.C.
And there was a female on the glass last night that wanted to be involved in that. If she could be impregnated, I think she would have been last night with what she decided to do in the glass, which was, by the way, have you guys found out who that was?
No.
That a D.C. person or a Vegas person?
We got to get on the case there. I don't know. But man, she was she wanted to be part of that celebration. There's no doubt about that.
I just laughed because I was like, wait a minute. Okay, you come to Vegas, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unless you're on national TV, then it does not stay in Vegas. The entire world is watching you.
And how much does that ticket cost? Unless she was able to get it comped somehow, or I don't know how, but not only is this her idea was, all right, Capitals just won, I'm going to whip them out, and she was on the glass. I mean, that's a couple $1,000 ticket. So if this was her plan all along, I don't know, but man, good for you. It's one of the things, you know, so many things unfolded last night. I watched the game, I'm listening to some of the radio post-game coverage, I'm watching the television. This did not pop up last night, at least in my radar. So I wake up this morning, Matt, and I see a bunch of tweets about this lady, and I'm like, whoa, all right. Yep. This adds to the fun of this championship.
Yeah, that was fun. And then Zabe, outside of Toshiba Park, videotaping himself, and a female went up behind him and double-birded him, which I loved, which I thought was so perfect to flip him off. was awesome, and he didn't realize that she was doing it. So I had two good laughs from females last night during the Cup celebration. But, you know, from an Ovechkin standpoint, and you guys are in D.C., you know, look, we have obviously a lot of Redskins, a lot of famous Redskins, but what does this Cup do for Ovechkin when it comes to his legacy in D.C.?
Well, I think he's one of the greatest D.C. athletes of all time. I mean, it's going to be an interesting debate when you talk about it, because here's the interesting part, Matt, about those Redskins teams. There was the most iconic person of those teams was the coach, Joe Gibbs.
Right.
The quarterback was different every single time. The offensive line was a mainstay, but are you going to say, I mean, the Hogs are iconic, but they're not one athlete. So the most iconic person from the Redskins' run of three Super Bowls in a decade was Joe Gibbs. So there's no athlete that compares to Alex Ovechkin. Bryce Harper hasn't been around as long as Alex Ovechkin. John Wall hasn't been around as long as Alex Ovechkin. Now he's got a championship, something that hasn't been done in 2.5 decades. He's right up there. This is something I haven't fully dove into, but when you talk athletes, they have Hall of Famers, Darryl Green, Art Monk, as I mentioned, a number of those offensive linemen, but star power. Alex Ovechkin is a star. And this is an interesting point, is that he's always been beloved in D.C. And yeah, people wanted a title, but there wasn't a ton of criticism on him for the lack of championship, in my opinion. I thought he was always beloved. He has done just special things for this organization. I think last night validated him for a lot of people north of the border, with all the Canadian critics who have been extremely difficult on Alex Ovechkin because he's never won a championship, and the guy that he's compared to every breath is Sidney Crosby. Of course, he has three. So they were able to slay that dragon, in the playoffs. And this whole run to the Stanley Cup has been an incredible validation. And, Matt, I'm curious, you being the Bostonian, 2004, obviously 86 years, the Red Sox come from 3-0 down to beat the Yankees in dramatic fashion. It's well documented. And then they go on and just smoke the Cardinals. It's our destiny now. We're going to crush you. And they did that. I think there are some similarities. Granted, it wasn't a drought of 86 years for one team, but it was a city-long drought of 26 years. And the Washington Capitals as a franchise had been to the postseason 28 times, and that's the most ever for a franchise to never obtain a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think history is a big difference in the sport. I mean, baseball versus hockey.
I think there are some similarities because they got past Pittsburgh. They were able to exorcise demons in a game 7 on the road. Right. And then I feel like once they got to the championship, the Stanley Cup final, then it was just kind of, it's on. We're going to dominate this series. Historically, the Red Sox run is clear. I'm not trying to compare those two, but I think there are some similarities in the run because the Caps were this team that always excelled in the regular season but can never get it done in the postseason. So this run was kind of indicative. They were able to overcome an 0-2 deficit, beat the Penguins, win a Game 7 on the road, and then when it came to the final, it was like, whew, all that's done. Let's just go out and kick some ass.
Yeah, and they got some bad breaks in game one that they talked about, and then when they finally got themselves righted, it was a four-game.
They got some lucky breaks, no doubt. I mean, Vegas hit a ton of posts, and But no, it was
no, they just were the better team. I mean, I was talking to somebody about this before, like, you know, what happened to the Knights, and I was like, it's not what happened to the Knights. They got beat by a better team, and I think you got to be comfortable with that. And it's not like you got a bad bounce here or a heartbreaking Bill Buckner. You know, there was none of that. It was just, here is a better team. I mean, look at last night. Vegas goes up 3-2. They head to the third period, and you knew the Capitals were going to turn up the intensity, and they couldn't. That first line for the Knights was a no-show. Game number one, and you know, the entire Holpe, you know, ring in is his level up after holes that went in. I do feel like Andre Fleury, because the goal was a soft goal, and you hate to give up a goal on a soft goal. It should have been a save if that was gone in, but the Capitals just were a team, and I think that that's just from a Vegas perspective. You just got to take that into next year and say, okay, go get better, because there's the standard. You've now seen what it takes to win a cup. You know, and that, I think it doesn't validate the win more for the Capitals, but I think it also just shows that how good they were, and that they were the best team, and Ovechkin was the best player in the regular season, and Ovechkin was the best player in the playoffs. And to me, I think he's the greatest DC athlete of all time, because I initially would have said Cal Ripken, but how do you deal with the Baltimore Orioles to DC now that the Nationals are here where they weren't when Cal Ripken was there?
Yeah, I think Cal Ripken's an interesting case, Matt, because you're right. When he was playing, there was no Washington Nationals, so people probably lumped him in as you know, a DC athlete. You know, I think... When push comes to shove, I would put Alex Ovechkin number one because of longevity. And, you know, the thing about last night and the hoisting of the cup was just – I think that's what got me, because you could just see – and not to, you know, be too cliche, but it just felt like the weight of the world just came off his shoulders when he was able to hoist that. And you could see how much that meant to him. And it would be like – you know, 2 years ago when LeBron won that title in Cleveland, it obviously meant so much to him to win it for his hometown, but he also won two titles in Miami. If he had stayed in Cleveland, and now much more pressure on LeBron than Alex Ovechkin, but if he had stayed in Cleveland and never gone to Miami, and 2 years ago was his first ever title, I mean, that would have been just a remarkable feat and something you would remember forever. And that's what last night was. I mean, this guy's been on the same team since he got drafted there 13, 14 years ago, has had amazing regular seasons, and he came through. 15 goals in the postseason, and it was pretty remarkable. And man, talk about having the best place to win a championship. I know DC folks would have loved it to be at home, but I think these players are like, nah, we're good winning in Vegas.
Well, hey,
we're good winning
in
Vegas.
I said last night, you walk across the street the way the Cavaliers had to fly into Hakkasan.
Yeah.
They just walked across the street.
You had
with the cup.
You had a team in recent memory on their way home from winning a championship go, can we take a pit stop in Las Vegas?
Yep.
The Capitals got to be like, oh, we're here.
Let's go.
We're in Las Vegas. And I was trying not to be too mean to the folks north of the border, but I'm like, man, when the Vegas Knights took care of Winnipeg, the Caps had them been given a little fist pump in the side, like,
oh, yeah.
Yes, if we win this thing, we're not celebrating in Winnipeg. We're going to be in Vegas, baby.
Yeah, and all the fans who made the trek out here as well got to celebrate in Vegas, which is even
huger.
You think
there's that many Cap fans in Winnipeg? No chance.
No
chance.
No, and the flight to Winnipeg, too, is more difficult than it is to Vegas. There's direct flights to D.C. literally every couple of hours from Vegas into D.C., so it's like a heck of a lot easier to get over here from D.C. than it is to get up to Winnipeg for sure. So, all right, Tim, we're out of time, my friend, but congratulations. Enjoy it. Have fun at the parade. Should be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
That is Tim Murray, SB Nation AM on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. More on the Capitals, and we'll start to preview game number four tonight for the Western Conference Finals. I think I said it was tomorrow night. I don't know why. My brain shut down. It's tonight. I apologize for that. We'll get to that coming up next. SB Nation Radio.